Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Heath Mayor Mark Johns. We're still under a fog advisory this morning. As a matter of fact, Mayor, you came in. Is it still pretty thick out there?
There's a little bit of fog out there still. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You found your way to Jolly Pirate, so I'm pretty
Yeah, you know, I like to bring you guys a little
bit for one day or what? Do we look skinny?
Well,
I mean,
okay, so don't let the two treasure chest designed boxes fool you. I got you guys some Long Johns.
Oh.
And for some reason, they didn't put them in the one big box. Mm. They gave me the two smaller boxes. And
still seems like too much effort on the mayor's part to me.
Quiet over there, right?
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to stop, then I will.
Well, and here's the thing. God bless him.
Yeah.
He come in the door, got up halfway the stairs, and went, oh, I forgot the donuts outside. Man, went right back out.
It's a beautiful
into
thing.
Into that fog.
It's a beautiful thing.
Down the steps.
That's
could have
right.
killed himself, but he had to go get us some donuts.
So I hope you like them. I went with three of the chocolate frosted Long Johns and three of the maple frosted.
You're about to hear
I did not go with the vanilla. I just felt that's just too plain.
That's why you're the mayor. You make great decisions.
That might have been the hardest decision he's made all week.
Hey now. Them are fighting words there.
Am I the bad? I mean, his wife didn't tell him to do anything, so you know it wasn't that.
You are digging deep. Holy man.
We go back a long way. He can take that.
That's right.
All right. Before we get into all the good stuff happening in Heath, you got a football game tonight. You'll be doing your thing at the PA announcing.
Yeah.
How much fun you having this year?
Homecoming.
Oh. Okay.
So looking for every year I look forward to homecoming. I mean, what a great experience for the kids. You know, I read those scripts and talks about how well, you know, the kids are doing in school, the different activities that they're involved in. Even in some cases, you know, what they plan to do after high school, if it's maybe going, you know, to college somewhere, maybe going into the military or going, you know, to get some training in the skilled trades. It's a great experience for them. I love doing it. Yeah, you guys know I really love doing the PA announcing for the Heath games. And
well,
so,
Cornell's back here at the station. He's like, boy, the mayor's getting into it because he can hear you through our mics. Because, I mean, we sit right next to you.
Yes.
And he'll be like, well, the mayor's getting into this one tonight.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, yes,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, I was told, it was a week or two ago, there was a rather disappointing penalty call that an official made. And apparently the tone in my voice reflected my disagreement with the decision.
See? Guy's honest.
You got to control the mic. You don't let the mic control you. That's how it works.
I mean, just because the official looked up at him and, what are you talking about?
Unbelievable.
And you know what's kind of cool about this? Your daughters are graduated, have been, and you continue to do this.
Oh,
I mean, it's not like you have somebody's coming up and you're going to announce their names like you did when your daughters were cheerleaders.
Yeah.
You just do it because you love it.
No, that's right. And I do. I love it. It's so much fun. It's a way for me to try to give back. And I tell you what else, too. The kids... over the years, even as you said, after my daughters have graduated and gone, they express their appreciation. You know, parents will say to me, hey, the kids really like, you know, you doing this. And so, you know, if kids are appreciating it, well, that's fantastic. And so why would I not want to continue to do that?
Well, plus, you know, it's an opportunity for you to, you get to know the community over which you preside, and that is good for everybody, up and down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they know you're accessible because you're in the stadium when their kids are
playing.
That's
right. And you know, I will make a trip to the concession stand at halftime to get a hot dog. And, I mean, you know, it's great passing by lots of people saying hey and that kind of thing.
Well, now, it could be great. Sometimes it could be bad, too.
I know. I'm never not the mayor.
That's exactly right.
24/7.
Yep.
And here's the other thing. One more thing before we move on here. Not only does he do the PA, he just told me now, every year he makes a spaghetti dinner for the team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's never invited us, but he makes
a meal.
Yeah.
To the team meal.
That's
on Thursday.
Big.
Yeah, I make my own sauce, meat sauce. I use, not only do I use tomato sauce, but I use San Marzano tomatoes that I, you know, crush up and stuff. I want to make the sauce for them like I'd make it for myself and my family. And I don't know, I must have done this now, I don't know, about 15 years now.
How many boxes of spaghetti is a team dinner?
At a 120-pound box. from GFS.
20 pounds.
Yeah. And and Heath has a pretty big team this year with coaches. They had
You
80.
Feed the coaches too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you need a 20-pound box. Well, you need a 20-pound box for the coaches alone.
I feed the football team and the cheerleaders. So the football team with coaches, that was about 80. The cheerleaders with coaches was about 18. So I was pushing 100 people. I was a little bit worried if that 20-quart stock pot was going to have enough sauce, but it did. I only had one three-quarters full gallon zip bag of pasta left and one half of a gallon Ziploc freezer bag of sauce.
I can't believe you had any left.
That's what I was about to say.
That's amazing.
Manja, get this team to start eating. What is going on there? I mean, get a grandma in there, Manja.
And you know, the moms that help with the team meal, of course, I want them to eat too. So I'll sit down with them too after the team is done and the cheerleaders are done and they've left. You know, the parents have a chance to eat what's left. I do it because A, I love it. I mean, if I could feed an army every day, I probably would. But the other thing is the kids express their appreciation to me, you know, while they're coming through the line or, you know, while they're sitting at the tables. Mm-hmm. And that means so much. If I didn't think they appreciated it, I'd think twice about doing it, but I know that they do.
Mm-hmm. And that's the payoff.
That's awesome. Right.
I mean,
that's
that
right.
is the payoff.
That's so awesome.
All right, let's jump into some things taking place in Heath. It was funny. I was at a Licking Memorial board retreat last week, and we were talking about the Heath downtown, and somebody had mentioned, hey, they're working on the Heath downtown, and one person went, Heath has a downtown, and we had to, you know. But then they knew what we were talking about. They had not heard it called that.
Yes.
Where are we at with that? How are things coming along there?
You know, the goal is to try to break ground here before the end of this year. The permits for, you know, the sewer lines are in from the EPA. The street designs for phase 1A, I'll call it, have been approved. And so, you know, again, the goal is for us to break ground. They're going to need some fill dirt. And so you might see some dirt coming on site there just to pile up until they get to a point where they move it where they need it to be. But no, that project, you know, continues to move forward. It's been slow. It's been slow for me, you know, but this is a big, big project. I mean, this is a transformational project, not just for the city of Heath, but really for at least all of Central Licking County. Mm. And you want to do it right. You've got one shot to try to do it right. And so if it takes a little bit longer in order to try to help ensure better success and a better, you know, feel in that area for the community, well, that's what we're going to do.
Remind folks what phase one is going to be.
Sure. So where Central Parkway dead ends in between GFS and Walmart there, that roadway is going to be extended. And then there's going to be a roundabout. Then there's going to be a boulevard, and that boulevard will go into another roundabout. In between those two roundabouts, two buildings on the north side, two buildings on the south side. These are going to be four-story buildings. The first floor is going to be retail, commercial, restaurant, office, that type of a use. And then the next three floors up are going to be apartments. There's going to be some more apartment buildings. I'll ballpark it at about a half a dozen, give or take, that are going to be just to the north of those northern buildings on the boulevard. And then following that up is going to be an assisted living center, which is going to be in between Target and where the intersection of Claren and Louise is. That's a for us, we felt that was a very nice, quiet
to put
use
it,
buffer to put there, you know, beside. And then there's going to be some ranch on slab rentals. They're going to be built just to the west of that. So you're talking about just south of Geller Park, southwest of Geller Park. That's probably going to be phase 1B. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first thing that we're going to do is start to cut that boulevard through the roundabouts and get those four-story buildings constructed.
Does Heath have any roundabouts right now?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roundabouts can be befuddling to some drivers, which is why I ask. So
yeah.
I just, you know, all the research and all the you know, tallies and accidents and all that stuff, it'll be interesting to see how people handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, here in Central Licking County anyway, you know, there have been mm-hmm. numerous roundabouts mm-hmm. developed. I remember, and boy, this is early when I was mayor, 16 years ago now, the median mm-hmm. on Hebron Road in Heath,
yeah.
Where there were permitted U-turns mm-hmm. at certain intersections. That was a huge adjustment for people. But now people just know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, I think it's been shown roundabouts are a more efficient way to get traffic through an intersection as opposed to stoplights. Now, there's some places where a roundabout really isn't appropriate mm-hmm. and you should have a stoplight. Mm-hmm. But if you can utilize a roundabout, it's been shown that it's a more efficient way of getting traffic through. And as long as everybody yields mm-hmm. to what's coming from the left, it's not a bad road design.
I tell folks all the time, just look left.
That's right.
Just that's look a, left.
That's not right.
Yeah.
It's correct. Yes.
Good point. Well, it's funny you bring that up because I just ran a story earlier this week or late last week. ODOT put out numbers where these roundabouts are, traffic accidents are significantly down,
yes.
either in the one lane roundabout or the two lane roundabout.
Yeah.
I mean, people still get a little confused on those two lanes, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. for the most part, they've got, you know, data that shows that they are down.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah.
If it wasn't considered to be a safe design for roadways, you wouldn't see them.
No, not at all. Yeah. Real quick, the Davis Shea House, people have asked what happens there. I mean, because, you know, you're going to be doing it every day.
Yeah.
But no movement there.
No, absolutely yeah. not. You know, the Heath Community Arts Council that operates the Davis Shea House, they're really excited that the Davis Shea House will no longer be that building behind Walmart, past where Central Parkway dead ends. I mean, the Davis Shea House is going to be right in the mix of this, just south of that boulevard mm-hmm. area that I'm describing. And so I think it'll provide a lot more exposure to that city-owned facility and a lot more exposure to the programming that the Heath Community Arts Council has at the Shea House.
Yes. Nice. Because I've had people say, well, if they're doing that, are they moving that? Are they tearing it down? Mm. I'm like, no. It's going to sit right where it's at.
That's right. It's going to be a feature of the development.
But it'll look great coming in there.
That's right.
I mean, doesn't get much better than that.
That's right.
So, yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Heath Mayor Mark Johns on Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your host for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Heath Mayor Mark Johns. And it finally looks, Joel, like that fog is starting to dissipate. They did say it was in effect until 10 o'clock, so not too far off.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, not bad at all.
For weather guys, really good.
Yeah, I mean, and it was bad this morning coming in. It was really thick in some parts of Pataskala. Sunny skies now the rest of the day, partly cloudy this evening, and then sunshine for Saturday. If you're heading out to any high school football game, should be a great night for high school football. All right, we talked a little bit about that downtown project. Another one that I know is back burner, Microsoft. You're hearing all these different things, but work continues over on Thornwood. So folks are still seeing what's going on in that area. Anything new on that?
Sure. So Microsoft has made the decision to at least do the site prep work. for their site, certainly in Heath. I believe also the one in Hebron. I can't speak too well to that, but at least in Heath, they're going to begin the site work probably February or early March of next year. And by site work, I mean just the dirt moving, right? Getting the land, getting the site prepped for the buildings to be constructed. They have their plans approved for that site work. They're going to move forward with that site work. And as you mentioned, Dave, the roadway projects mm-hmm. on Thornwood Drive, Lee's Road, you know, some that area, our project agreement with Microsoft calls for Microsoft to pay all of the city's costs for those projects. So for instance, the project that's going on right now on Thornwood, which is scheduled to wrap up before the end of this year.
Can't be fast enough for a lot of folks.
For me included, yeah. That's an ODOT project, but the city still has to pay a portion of the cost of that project because that roadway's in Heath. Our infrastructure project agreement with Microsoft has Microsoft covering all of the city's costs for that project. And the same will be true when we improve Lee's Road and run water and sewer down to the western end of Microsoft's property on Lee's Road. And then the next project will be from Lee's Road down to Ridgely Tract. That's a Licking County Transportation Improvement District-led project. But again, there's going to be city costs on all those. Our infrastructure project agreement with Microsoft ensures that Microsoft will pay the city's costs for these infrastructure projects. And so you're talking about, you know, Thornwood Drive at this point, with the work that Newark is doing on mm-hmm. the road and the work that's being done in Heath on the road, there are plans at the Heath City Building that are 25, 30 years old of this improvement of Thornwood Drive. We are finally going to see that type of work completed. Mm-hmm. And in large part, in the city of Heath, we're doing it with money from Microsoft. So I was happy that they're going to do the site work. Again, they have no plans yet to actually construct any buildings. But when you have your site work done, when they decide they want to pull the trigger on data center buildings, if you've already got your site work done, you're a leg up on them saying, okay, here's where we want to put them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. We had Pataskala Mayor Mike Compton in here earlier this week, and we were talking about Intel and, you know, NVIDIA making their big announcement of coming in there. You're on the Grow Licking County board. I mean, mm-hmm. what was your thoughts on that? Because, again, and Mike Mayor Compton was very upfront. He goes, yeah, I was a little nervous, but I think that kind of has calm some fears. I mean, do you feel that as well?
A little bit. But look, and I may be an outlier here, guys, okay? I mean, I was excited in January of 22 when Intel made the announcement that they were going to be coming to Licking County. It's great that they recognized the strength of Licking County and that they wanted to locate here. But I may have a different perspective than a lot of people. Prior to January of 2022, we were doing pretty darn well here in Licking County as it relates to economic development, job growth, the attraction of projects. I've said this before at events, and Intel people have been in the room. It's wonderful that Intel made their decision. But we were doing just fine prior to Intel's announcement. We didn't need Intel to pull our bacon out of the fire, so to speak. And so my perspective is this: we've been doing fine. We need to continue to do what we've been doing. We need to continue to attract the type of businesses that we have. And if that semiconductor project actually starts producing semiconductors or not, we need to continue with the type of things we've been doing to attract the successes that we've had. I'll give a, you know, tip of the cap. I don't know if Mike mentioned, Illuminate, USA, the solar panel mm-hmm. manufacturer. In a couple of years or so, they went from zero employees to like 1,500, mm-hmm. 1,600, something like that. That's incredible. That's, I would guess, that's more employees there than what Intel would have had when they opened their first fabrication center. So let's not get too wrapped up around the Intel slash whatever that semiconductor project is going to evolve to be. I think here in Licking County, this is a great county in which businesses could locate and succeed. Let's just continue to play our strengths, and let's just keep doing what we've been doing over these past 10 or 15 years that really has helped grow the job base, not just in the city of Heath, but throughout Licking County.
What do you think it is about the county that is drawing folks? Again, take the Intel out of it. You've been here, you said, 16 years. So what is it that you've seen, or what is it that folks in the county are working on that are making people go, hey, wait a minute, let's get over there before we make a decision?
Yeah, I'd say multiple factors. First of all, our geographic location helps, right? Our proximity to Central Ohio, which Central Ohio is a growing part of Ohio, and other parts of Ohio are declining in their population right now. Central Ohio is growing. Also, we have the advantage of I-70, I-71. Here on the east side of Franklin County, it's not that far to I-77. So our proximity matters. I would also say that here in Licking County, it's almost seamless as it relates to the type of things that economic development projects want to understand. What's your capacities for electricity, for natural gas? What's your workforce development, right? We here in Licking County, so many different local government leaders and agency leaders in the county and business leaders in the county, we all know each other. We interact with each other. When a big project comes to Heath, and there's people from the Energy Cooperative, AEP, from CTEC, we all know each other. We do not have to introduce ourselves to each other locally. And I think projects see that, right? We've done this before. We'll do this again for you. You're going to be successful if you locate it, in Licking County. It's a big risk when companies make a decision to relocate a facility, open up a new facility. It's a big risk for them. I make sure every time I express, when they're visiting Heath, I make sure I express to them, I understand the risk you're taking. I appreciate the risk you're taking. And in Heath and in Licking County, we're gonna do everything we can to help ensure that if you decide to locate here, it's going to be a successful project for you and that you're not going to regret it. And the biggest reason why is because sometime later, another company is going to be coming. And I want that company to share with the prospect, hey, this was the right decision for us to come to Heath or anywhere in Licking County.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm putting on my Grow Licking County.
Right.
And that really is important. And so I among multiple things, I think those are two huge factors, Dave.
Yeah. Well, and Kansai Helios, I mean, they just opened in Johnstown, or they're going to be opening in Johnstown. You talked about Illuminate. It's not just, U.S. companies, it's international companies.
Absolutely.
That are looking this area.
I mean, we have multiple foreign based companies in the city of Heath, in our manufacturing corridor. Getting foreign investment here is fantastic. I mean, it's wonderful that we're able to attract foreign investment into our area. And, I putting on a Grow Licking County hat and looking at things from a countywide perspective, as the mayor of Heath, do I want projects to come to Heath? Absolutely. But when you take an Illuminate, they're in Pataskala, but I know there might be people living in the city of Heath that now have a better job opportunity for them by going to there. So if Heath can't win the project, I love it when they decide to land in other parts of Licking County. You guys know, I truly believe a rising tide lifts all ships. Mm-hmm. And so if a project lands someplace else in Licking County, that's just job opportunities, potential job opportunities for people that live in the city of Heath. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. You can't tell me, though. Sometimes you just sit there and you go, now, dang it, what could we have been better? Because I was joking with Mayor Cobb, yeah. I like, what did I miss? But I mean, and he said the same thing, you know, just get it here.
Yeah.
Just get it here, because it does. You know, folks may want to drive out to Hebron Road and see what you guys have that work in Petaskla or wherever.
That's right.
I mean, it's all about doing that. And you mentioned the infrastructure, and there's been a lot of talk about electric for these data centers. Man, you better, and I'm talking about wherever they're going, you better be able to handle that. That and water. I mean,
yes.
Joel, who was it you said that the Delco
Water
is looking out in his area? I mean, they're looking for these things, and you better have something in place, because if not, you know, it may be the best place in the world, but if you can't do the infrastructure, we're not coming.
That's right. I mean, if you don't have the capacities of water, wastewater, not all manufacturing projects need those.
Right.
Quite a few do, but not all of them. If you don't have the capacities to handle those kind of projects, you're just simply, you're not even out of the game before you knew there was a game going on. I mean, they're just not even going to consider you if you don't have those kind of capacities to handle their needs, because it's critical for their operations at times.
Well, you didn't think I was going to let you get out of here without asking this question. Have you recovered from the Ohio State-Ohio game?
You know what? As a proud Ohio University alum, I held my head high in that game. I thought the Bobcats put on a really good showing. For those who care, the Bobcats covered. And, you know, their defense was great. If the defense that had played against West Virginia at home, which I was there, and
that was
a phenomenal
you.
Atmosphere, loved that game. If the defense had played against Rutgers in week one, the way that they did against West Virginia and Ohio State, the Bobcats would be 3-1 right now, with their only loss being to the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
You know, as a Bobcat, I was really proud of the way they played. No shame. No shame in going to Ohio Stadium and playing the number one team in the country and, you know, losing by, you know, 30 or whatever, you know, that it was. That day we couldn't raise the green and white above the rest, as our fight song says, but I was still really proud of the performance that they had.
Now, when you're at home, because sometimes I'll do this as I'm watching a game, did you kind of start doing some broadcasting while you were at home? Did your wife say, could you just shut up?
You know, it's funny. Sometimes I will say whatever.
Right.
And then usually sometimes the announcer will then say exactly the same thing I said. And my wife will just look at me and, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I've watched 50 years of football. I kind of know what they're probably going to say.
The neighbors are like, God, there he goes again.
Oh, now,
windows down, Mayor.
When the Bobcats scored that touchdown against Ohio State at the start of the second half, I was pretty loud. And I'm pretty sure some other people heard my shouts.
Got to have them in the cave. If Ohio ever plays Notre Dame,
that has got
cave written all over it.
That would be super fun.
I tell you that right now.
You know what? I would probably get tickets. I've been to one game in South Bend. It was a USC game back when I was in college. What a tremendous college football atmosphere.
We were just there last week.
Yeah. I would get tickets to an OU.
No, you know, I'd rather you come to the cave. That's an experience you will he knows you'll never experience anything like that, believe me. Mayor, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it so much. Good luck tonight with the football game over at Swank Field. Should be a great night for it. Great setting. A lot of fun over there. We'll get you. Oh, by the way, join us Monday morning. We'll be joined by Licking County Chamber of Commerce President Jennifer McDonald. She'll be in talking about a lot of the same things, economic development, and kind of how the chamber can help folks get those businesses to come to town. So that'll be on Monday's Talk of the Town.